Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi again. Yeah, this is for your November 14 class. This makeup
Yeah.
class,
Okay.
okay? Only one subject, and the receiver or the recipient of those services that you'll be mentioning should be the poor, the needy, the abandoned, and so forth, okay? Just give me one meaningful story.
Oh, then you mean I start from any of them, oh, any of these
Oh
ones?
yeah, you can start from somewhere. But if I were you, in order to organize your mind or your thoughts, just follow the order. That's what I do. I follow the order because I want to create a good story, and I want to think in a simple way, just like what I did a while ago. I only have one subject: help from the NGO. Receivers, the needy, the blind, the poor, the elderly. So the word help can be changed. For example, education for the illiterate, money for the needy, livelihood for the jobless. Okay, like that. Maybe personality development and enhancement for the underemployed. Okay.
These days, not only government, but also many various kind of company goes to voluntary so assist foreign voluntary service for the poor people the poor for the poor. They sometimes collect many kind of collect books from their employees to help the needy. And to and I also went to
I'll stop you, okay? Don't forget your main subject is the company.
the company.
Yeah, company, okay? This statement is good enough. Don't go anywhere, okay? Stick to this company, okay? Wait, these days, not only the government organizations, but various, take out various. But private companies assist voluntary services for the poor. Okay, so this is now your introduction. Okay, next, they sometimes collect books from their employees. I like this one. Not sometimes. Take it out. It's not needed, okay? They collect books from their employees to help the needy. Who else? When you say books, it talks about what?
Talks about books. Oh, and needy and illiterate,
Illiterate.
illiterate.
Ah, good. Yeah. All right. So your second one is also good. Okay. So this is the second one. All right. Continue. Don't forget, your subject is the private company or private companies as plural.
And they also send their employees to help the disabled, such as the blind, the deaf,
Okay, so to yeah. help the disabled, including including the blind and
including the
deaf.
Blind.
And the deaf. Ah, okay.
Moreover, they make an event for the elderly and the abandoned children.
Good.
Children and the orphan.
These children are parentless.
Parentless. Ah.
So all this time they are the orphan.
Okay. Then I can say that moreover, company has opened the event for the elderly who are abandoned. I mean, the elderly for the abandoned. I mean, you said the elderly are abandoned.
The abandoned, okay. The elderly
abandoned for their child.
Yes. No. Okay. The elderly and the abandoned children are different. Okay. But in the event, this is how I understood. Okay. The event is both for the elderly and the abandoned children.
Yeah.
Okay. Both. Actually, we can take out children, but in this case, it is necessary because you put the elderly and the abandoned children together. Okay. So it's important to make distinguishing phrase. Okay, so moreover, maybe instead of saying an event, give me an adjective for event. It should be meaningful. It should be sentimental, memorable. What kind of event, again?
It's a memorable event.
Yeah, a memorable event. But actually, when you say companies, event should be in plural form. They make memorable events. For the elderly and the abandoned children. Okay, now I will stop you.
Okay.
Wow. It is organized. Now, I'd like you to read again your good sentences. And the sixth statement should be your conclusion.
Oh, okay. These days, not only the non-government organization, but private companies assist voluntary services for the poor. They collect books from their employees to help the needy and the illiterate. They also send their employees to help the disabled, including the blind and the deaf.
Deaf.
Moreover, they make memorable events for the elderly and the abandoned children. These children are parentless, and all this time, they are the orphan.
All right. Okay. Good. Now, what's your conclusion? Concluding statement.
The company help these people not only because of their reputation, but also this kind of event make their employees to feel happy and be worthwhile.
Good enough. Okay, yeah, I'm very happy. Okay, so if I were to level your answer, let's say level 5. Okay, now let's make it level 6.
Okay.
Ah, guy is excited. Let's start from the first one. These days, okay? These days, not only the non-government organizations, okay? We can change these days. These days is also good. We can retain that one. These days, aside from non-government organizations, private companies assist voluntary services for the poor. And it said here they collect books only.
Books and clothes.
But for the illiterate, so it should be related to education. I don't think only books.
Books.
How do you learn? When you say literacy, it is also related to education. Now you think about those days when you were still a student. What did you need? We have books. What else?
Books.
I want to write down the notes on the board.
Pencil.
Yeah, what else?
Notebooks. Notebooks. But notebook is not unusual. It's unusual.
Yeah, but for the rich. We're talking about the illiterate. They don't have money.
Yeah.
And they want to give an iPad to 10 children. I'd rather be the illiterate gang if you're going to give me iPad. Oh, I don't know anything. I have never been to school. So they collect books, pencils, notebooks. Okay, what else? From their employees to help the needy and the illiterate. Okay? Explore the idea. Sponsorship. So what does the company do? They encourage a sponsorship. Or cash donations. Cash donations. That's it. So they collect books, pencils, and notebooks from their employees to help the needy and the illiterate. They also encourage a sponsorship or cash donations.
Yeah.
For what?
For the illiterate.
Yeah, in order to support
In order for the
to support their education.
Mm.
Yeah, I may have books, I may have notebook, but I can study under the tree. Okay? Because we don't have money. The NGO
yeah.
doesn't have money. So I might as well, for example, I work as a volunteer at an NGO, and because we don't have enough funds, then I'd rather teach English to my students under the tree.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need cash.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right, okay, so the first one, the poor. The second one, the needy and the illiterate. The illiterate. Next one, the disabled. Okay. Now, I'd like you to put... Because we have already used the word also, can you give me another linking word before you say they send their employees?
Additionally, they send their employees.
Okay, can you give me another one? Make it a little dramatic. We are helping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Touch my heart, gang.
More, I mean, dramatically.
Yeah, you know, you a while ago you told me that you were able to make the disabled happy.
They even send.
I could. They even send their employees. Yeah,
yeah,
I like that one. Better, better, better. They even send their employees to help the disabled. Now, the word help is level 5 or 4. Can you make it better?
To assist?
Assist, we're able to use assist.
Employees to...
When you say the disabled, they don't have the chance to travel around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't have much or more, they don't have many friends.
Yeah. To be a friend?
Yeah, when you are a friend, what do you do as a friend? Well, your friend has a problem, okay? Hey, gang, come on, let's meet up. I have a problem. So, when you meet up, what do you do for your friend?
Just chat.
You chat, it means your friend tells you his problem, and then you listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you listen to the elderly. They have a lot of complaints.
Yeah.
Frustrations and disappointments in their life. So you have to listen, okay? They don't even need your advice. Okay? So they even send their employees to help out.
Help out.
To help out, okay? Or maybe they even send their employees to help the disabled, including the blind and the deaf, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are willing to give a listening ear. What else? When you say the disabled, maybe they cannot go to the toilet.
Yeah.
They cannot wash themselves.
Oh, yeah.
So? How do you call that when you wash them? Feed them. Walk them around the campus using the wheelchair.
Our protector? No.
You are not talking. You are doing something with your hands.
Yeah.
Sometimes you embrace them. That's all right, Grandpa.
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, just like your computer, hands on. Hands-on services. Okay, are willing to give a listening ear and hands-on services to them. Or maybe hands-on services only. Only that one. Okay? Moreover, I like this one. Moreover is a good linking word. Okay, but you know, make events? Yeah, that is correct, but it's a little between 4 and 5.
They held a open a
open is good. Better than open. Open is good, but I want a higher vocab.
They launch.
How wonderful. It's perfect. Can you read my mind? Moreover, they launch memorable events. Memorable is good, but I'd like something that can touch my heart. Now, I'd like you to talk about charity ball. Are you familiar with that one?
Charity ball. Ah, I know. It's a badge? What is...
Okay, the charity ball is conducted to attract rich people or the wealthy, the wealthy, to give cash donations.
What is charity ball?
Okay, when you say charity, what does it mean again? What's your impression of charity?
Charity.
Oh yeah. For example, I'm gonna work overtime without pay. Charity overtime. What does it mean? Yeah.
Charity means, you know, doing things without paid, just
without getting paid. Without getting paid. Yeah, that's the exact meaning. Good. Okay, when you say ball, it's like party. Okay, where you can dance, you can wear a suit, and ladies can wear a nightgown. Yeah, ball. Very formal party.
Oh, I got it.
You got it. Okay, charity ball. Okay. Charity balls are also set up to attract who? The wealthy. The wealthy, such as, give me people who are wealthy. Okay, I'll give you one. Business tycoons. Who else?
Government,
political leaders.
Leaders, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh come on, you tried to dig up your vocab. You can do this. Business tycoons, political leaders. Who else?
And.
Should I include Lee Kyung here?
No.
Just kidding, okay? Think more. I will put your name here if you can think one.
Or other, you know, just famous stars.
Yeah! Famous stars or celebrities, celebs.
Yeah, celebs, yeah.
Yeah, like Angelina Jolie. She joined this UN thing. Okay, so to attract the wealthy, such as business tycoons, political leaders, and famous celebs. Famous celebs. Okay, to attract the wealthy, charity balls are also set up to attract the wealthy. In order for them to donate, not really donate, but to pledge. Do you know the meaning of pledge?
Pledge. It's a. No, exactly.
Pledge is like a promise.
Oh, I see. I understand. Promise.
A promise. A promise to what? The pledge to donate money.
To donate
money. Okay. your fourth statement is much better now.
Mm.
Okay. These children. All right, number five. These children are parentless. You can add, as you know. As you know, these children are parentless. And all this time, what? When they are parentless, what?
They are the orphan.
They are the orphan. But I'd like you to expand this one. When you say the child is parentless, can you think of the consequences? No parents. No parents.
Yeah. These are parentless. And they're parentless and alone.
Alone, yes. Then all this time, they've been feeling alone.
Mm.
Unwanted.
Mm.
When you feel unwanted, what else? Okay. Oh, nobody loves me. What is that?
Loneliness? Lonely?
Unloved.
Unloved. Mm.
This is so painful, okay? Mm. As you know, these children are parentless, and all these time, they've been feeling alone, unwanted, and unloved.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Fortunate people should help the orphan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Orphan. Okay.
Yeah.
It's becoming complete. Number six. The company helped these people, okay? Yeah, this one is perfect, okay? But the word help is too general.
Yeah. The company
I want you to make it a little idiomatic. Lend a hand.
A lend a hand. Mm. The company lends a hand.
Lends a hand, okay? Lends a hand to these people. Mm. People again?
To... No. These... Help, lend a hand.
The company will always lend a hand to these people. Actually, that is correct. But, you know, people is so general.
Yeah. To these.
To these people? Okay.
No, I don't know what.
All right. You can add with special needs. With special needs.
With the special needs.
Yes. This is not only for their reputation. This is not only for their reputation. The special events, these events, make the employees feel happy. Okay, can make employees.
Yeah.
Happy.
Can make employees
happy, and feel worthwhile.
Happy and feel worthwhile.
Okay, now I'd like you to read the corrected ones. Wait, I gotta put some bold marks here so you won't get confused. I miss teaching in the classroom. But of course, the computer works faster.
Yeah.
But my hands are faster.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, now only the bold, the words in bold. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These days, aside from non-government organization,
organizations, private companies assist voluntary services for the poor. They collect books, pencils, and notebooks from their employees to help the needy and the illiterate. They also encourage sponsorship or cash donations in order to support their education. They even send their employees to help the disabled, including the blind and the deaf. And they are willing to give a listening ear and hands-on services. Moreover, they launch memorable events for the elderly and the abandoned children. Charity balls are also set up to attract the wealthy, such as business tycoons, political leaders, and famous celebs, in order for them to pledge to donate money. As you know, these children are parentless, and all this time they've been feeling alone, unwanted, and unloved. Fortunate people should help the orphan.
The orphan.
The company will always lend a hand to these people with special needs. This is not only for their reputation. These special events can make employees happy and feel worthwhile.
All right. It's perfect. How do you feel that your answer has been leveled up?
Yeah, it has leveled not only one step.
But I
think it's almost three steps.
Three steps, good. You recognized it. That is IELTS.
Yeah.
This may sound correct, but the question is it meaningful? Is it for your level? Were you able to use your vocab?
Yeah.
You have a lot of things in your mind. Okay, so congratulations, gang, for finishing this course.
I've learned a lot.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you. Good job. All right, okay, take care of yourself, and I hope that you enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.